Gemara in the bottom of Daf Pei Gimel Amud Aleph brings down a brisa legabe ino the meisa davar shenish aloi. The brisa says, actually a Mishnah says, a mesakech kifana dvorasa shel chaver. If a person goes ahead and he plants kelayim, he's ma'arb of his kelayim on the tua of his friend, hariz a kiddush b'chay b'acha yusay. So he causes the whole tarubis of kelayim to be aser b'hana. Divir amir. B'yosef b'shimon aymrim ino the meisa davar shenish aloi. They hold that you cannot aser the kelayim of your friend. You can't create an issa kelayim by the tua of your friend because ino the meisa davar shenish aloi. You don't have the kayach to create an issa by something that belongs to your friend. So it's a machlekes whether we say ino the meisa davar shenish aloi or not. Now, there's a very interesting shiloh that happened. Tzvi Pesach means this down over here in his Chidushim, happened during the War of Independence in Yerushalayim. At that time, there was in 1948, there was a siege on Yerushalayim. It was very difficult to get any food or water. And the little food and water that they had, they would give out. There was a certain allotment everyone had, a certain amount of food and water that everyone would get. So this person had, he gathered the water, he collected it, he saved it, whatever they gave him, and he stored all the water that he had in his bathtub. So he had a bathtub full of water. Now, a neighbor of his came into his house without his permission, and he needed to wash his hands. He didn't have any water, so he went to this guy's bathtub, and he washed his hands in this guy's bathtub. So now the shaila came up, is the water which is left in the bathtub, is that kosher for netilas adayim or not? The halacha is that water is only kosher for netilas adayim if it's not nasim ben malacha. If malacha was done with the water, if you did something with the water, even if you soak something in the water, you soak bread in the water, it's pusel. So the question is, now that this his neighbor soaked his hands, he washed his hands in the water, is the whole bathtub now become pasul for netilas adayim or not? And Ritzi Pesach spoke about the shaila, and he says, Pashas will be telling the shaila whether ein adam oiser davar she'eino shaloi or not. And so he brought down from the Bikki Yosef. The Bikki Yosef says in Archaim and Simkuf Samach on the halacha, where it says over there that if a person it soaks his bread in water, so the water is nifsal in netilas adayim. That's if you put it in your own water. But what if Reuven soaked his bread in water that belonged to Shimon? Is it going to be usher or not? And the Bikki Yosef says that this will be telling the machlekes whether Adam is oiser davar she'eino shaloi or not. If you hold in Adam oiser, then he can't usher the water of his friend. But if you hold Adam oiser, then he would. So maaser, the way we come out, then in Adam oiser davar she'eino shaloi, Reuven would not be able to usher the water of Shimon. And lefi that benidon nidon, the bathtub would be mutter, because ein adam oiser davar she'eino shaloi. That's what the Birkei Yosef says. Now the Shai Tshuva over there brings the Birkei Yosef, and he's tamei on him. He asks the kasha. He says, "Okay, it doesn't make any sense to say that the water won't become oiser because ein adam oiser davar she'eino shaloi, based on the kasha the Rishonim asked over in our sugya. The Rishonim asked Taisus on the top of the Amid says, what do you mean ein adam oiser davar she'eino shaloi? My shalom inosin nevel or chelav b'tapshu shul chaver shenaser. What happens if I go over to my neighbor's house? He has a big pot of meat cooking, and I take a piece of chaz and I put it in the pot. I put it in a case where it's not baltal b'rei, but whatever. So what's it then? Of out of the whole pot becomes asir, because now there's chazer in the pot. Now, why don't we say, ino d'maisa davar she'eino shaloi? How do I have a right to asir something that belongs to him? Lo shamanu that we would apply that heter over there, so why is that different than over here, the case of kelayim? So Taisus says a chilek, which is very easy to hear, that the chilek is whether you're asking him b'machshava or b'maisa. If it's something which is chal b'maisa, the maisa itself asks it, then we don't say another maisa davar she'eino shaloi. It's a metzias. The chaz is in the pot. It's also, it doesn't make difference if I did it, if you did it, it doesn't make difference that it's not mine. The maisa, there's a metzias of chaz here, it's going to be also. When do we say the chal b'maisa davar she'eino shaloi? That's only midi b'tali b'machshava, something which is totally on the machshava. Then you could say that to have the machshava, you have to be the bailam. But I can't go ahead and I can't aser Reuven's things with my machshava. I'm not the bailam, it's not mine, and therefore I can't aser b'machshava. It's only telling on the bailam to make the machshava, and not an ache, not somebody else. So, frek the shari tshuva and the Birkei Yosef, he's saying, over here, we're talking about the netilas adayim. There's no din machshava over here. It's just a metzias. So you use the water, you did malacha with it, and therefore it becomes possible. It's nasis ben malacha. So even if you own eno and the maisa, davar she'eino shaloi, l'chari over here, everyone should be masking that it should become aser, because this is something where the maisa asks it, not the machshava. It should be similar to putting a piece of chaz in your friend's pot, and therefore it should be aser l'chuli alma. He doesn't understand why the Birkei Yosef says it should be mutter if you hold that eno and the maisa davar she'eino shaloi. So what's the pshat in the Birkei Yosef? The pshat is, like if see Pesach being somewhere, Rabbi Kiveger, over there in Shulchan Aruch is also mesupik about this, whether you say eno and the maisa davar she'eino shaloi by malacha that was done with mayim. And he's not so convinced that this is considered davar tali b'maisa. And he says his lashon is that perhaps over here you would say that it would not work, because he says that the reason why the mayim shenasim and malacha are pasul netilas adayim. What's the reason why they become pasul netilas adayim? It's because they're nasu k'shayfchen. the lashon of the mechaber is it becomes like mei shayfchin. In other words, when you do melach with water, you're showing that this is not water that's aimed for netila. It's aimed to be thrown out. Once you do melach with it, it's water that you're going to throw out. Water they're going to throw out is going to be pasul netila sedaim. So he says after kamen dada meisa davar shen shalom b'meisa mikomakim kevin the tam. What he means to say is like this, that it's not a mitzias, and once you use the water in malacha is done, it's pasul. It's that when you use the malacha, that's a simon that you're machshavit as mei shayfchem, not as mayim that are aimel in a tila. So it's really, at the end of the day, your kavana, the maisa that you did is megalan your kavana, that my kavana is to treat it like mei shayfchem, that it's not aimel in a tila, it's aimel to be thrown out, and that's what pasul says. So once it's talmid b'machshava, it's like the b'kivager, we go into back to what Taisa says. Media talmid b'machshava. I don't have a right to aser davar shein shalai. That lechera is what the b'kivager means, and that would be pshat on the Berki Yosef. Why he held that the din of ena the maisa davar shein shalai would be nagay over here? Because at the end of the day, this is media talmid b'machshava. Media talmid b'machshava. You can't aser something that belongs to your friend. The Shari Tshuva, on the other hand, he understood that even though it's the vardish that becomes shayfchem through malachim, it's not a machshava. It's that maisa turns it into shayfchem. It's the maisa that's doing it, not the machshava. And therefore, the klal v'ena the maisa davar shein shalai would not be nagay over here. So a maisa, the shayla of the bathtub lechayah will be telling on this machlegis between the Birkei Yosef and the Shari Tshuva, how to understand the din of why mayim of netilas yadayim are nifsal when malach is done. Is it media talib b'maisa or talib b'machshava? The maisa of Tzipesach comes out over there that he wants to be matar the bathtub for a different reason. Because he says, at the end of the day, when you put your hands in the bath to clean them, how much water do you use already? Just that little bit of water around your hands. You have a whole big bathtub full of water. That little bit of water that you use, that you did the malacha with, the pashas will become batal b'raiv and the rest of the water in the bathtub. And he brings a raiv that you don't need shishim over here, you just need raiv. So mimele, even if malacha was done in that water, at the end of the day, it will become batal b'raiv, and all it will become mutter, because it will become batal in the raiv of the water, which is in the rest of the bathtub. And mitamzeh, he felt that there's a room to be mako. Luli dvarav, I would think that what he's saying is not so pashut, because when you have one big body of water, it's connected, you have a chefz of a bathtub full of water, and you put your hands in the water, we don't say that you're only washing your hands and, you know, those few molecules of water that are around your hands. You're washing your hands in the whole bath. It's a maisa that was done to the whole bath. It's one body of water, and the tila was chal and everything. It was as if malacha was done to the whole bathtub. The whole bathtub, and now is aimel the shvicha. It's not aimel in the tila, so you don't just isolate that little bit of water and say that is what's us and the rest is mut and it's batal b'raiv. Pashas, I would think that the whole thing becomes a aimel the shvicha because the ma'aseh netila was done in the whole thing, and therefore maybe batal b'raiv would not apply over here. But al kapanim, that was the Tzipesach's hatar to be matter the bathtub in the tila sedayim.